Well, Sam Cook is a longtime Duluth News Tribune outdoor writer. And in his column, Outdoors with Sam Cook and Other Outdoor News for many years. And he joins us this morning to talk a little bit about maybe what's ahead in the outdoors for 2014. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, Jay. How are you doing?
I'm cold, thank you.
We're all cold.
I don't want to be outdoors, but you are more than I, probably.
Well, we have to get out. I mean, you can live winter with just holing up, I guess, but if you don't get out a little bit, you go nuts, you know?
You do, indeed.
Yeah.
Well, you've written over the years on many different topics and interests and issues, but you and I were talking yesterday before this interview about some things coming up, and take a look ahead in the coming year. What do you see as important issues or opportunities or problems in the outdoors here in the great Arrowhead area?
Well, I don't know. I think I'm probably thinking about some of the same things that a lot of us have been thinking about. And certainly, you know, what's happening with our moose population is one thing that I think a lot about. We travel the canoe country a fair bit. And it's hard to see what's happening with our moose, and the research will continue again this year. They have a bunch of collared cows and collared calves, and they're figuring out to some extent what's happening. I don't know whether we'll get definitive answers or not, but it's a tough situation. And, you know, we lost 35% of the population in 1 year, and we're down to, you know, under 3,000 or something like that.
And the DNR doesn't seem to have any real good idea of what the cause is. Seems like there's a multiple or possible multiple.
Right, areas. Yeah. It just seems like a lot of factors are working against moose. And, you know, we always think of ourselves as being up north in where we live. But for moose that live in our neck of the woods, they are actually down south. You know, we're at the southern end of their range. And
right.
So that would be a part of the moose population that's more at risk, probably, from things like warming climate, and that, you know, affects the way they feed and probably affects whether they're healthy enough to fight off other diseases and things like that. The climate that probably is favoring ticks that cause them problems. So, the DNR is still trying to figure that out, and whether they get that figured out before it's too late, it's kind of hard to say. I will have to say I'm kind of saddened by that and a little pessimistic about it. A bunch of us did a paddle from Atticoken to Ely last year in June and saw two sets of wolf or of moose tracks the entire trip. So tough deal there. So I think that's one thing that we're all watching and waiting.
What about deer? The DNR this year has kind of thrown up some red flags about the, because of the weather and this kind of thing. They're concerned about the deer population.
Right, and I mean, they were concerned going into this fall's hunt, and we were down in harvest 17% across northern Minnesota, and I think, you know, hunters, it's been tougher for hunters, and that's something they're not happy about, but it's going to be worse, I think. Certainly the start of this winter is not great for a population that was already hurting. But, you know, they're adaptable, and we'll lose some deer like we do in other tough winters, and they'll rebound. And certainly the a lot of the factors favor deer, and so they'll bounce back. They can, you know, the DNR has a pretty good handle on how to manage deer. And even after those really tough winters in 95, 96, 96, 97, people were calling for, you know, no hunting the next year. And the DNR said, no, we'll hunt. We'll just restrict the antlerless permits. And gosh, that population rebounded so fast because of some good winters. And winters are a driving force for deer.
Do you think, Sam, that the, you know, the instigation this year of the wolf hunt season, do you think that's going to affect the deer population very much, or is that...
No, I don't. And biologists don't think that the... I mean, wolves eat deer. There's no doubt that they eat deer. And, the last population assessment last year of the wolves showed that they were, you know, down, according to the DNR. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of people don't believe that and think there must be more, but I think winter and hunting have the greatest effect on deer.
Well, we were talking a little bit yesterday about things that I've noticed, and I think you have too, and that is some animal and I suppose plant species seem to be migrating, and they seem to be migrating north. And there are probably several examples of that, that things that we see now that maybe 15 years ago we didn't.
Yeah, I think everybody's probably becoming aware of that, and that's part of the climate change that's happening. You know, you can debate if you want to what's causing it, but the fact is it's pretty clear that it's happening, and you know, we're seeing gray fox and opossums and more raccoons in places that we didn't used to see them. In the winter, in Duluth, in the summer, cardinals are fairly common now, where you just never used to see them or hear them, and they're heading your way, probably. But things are changing, and I know, you know, we've had some cases around here with some of our lakes near Duluth where it seems like walleye fishing has declined some. Weed growth has really come on, and that's basically a result of the change in the water temperatures, warming, and things that are happening that make those lakes head toward being more bass panfish lakes than walleye lakes. And that's happening on quite a number of lakes down here. I think like 13 lakes in our management area around Duluth.
So. Well, if water temperature, and that has something to do with plant growth, and certainly has a lot to do with when walleyes spawn, and obviously bass do live in a little bit warmer water most of the time. I mean, up here, of course, we get a lot of smallmouth, but if you start getting largemouth, that's a whole different story.
Right. This doesn't mean we're going to lose our walleye fishing. In fact, it's probably going to improve in some places, although I was reading some stuff about that last night that in lakes where walleyes feed on tulipy are likely to be one of the species that are affected by warming climate, warmer waters. And if we lose those, the walleye population may not be quite as robust, or they might not grow quite as large or whatever. But and what it means for lake trout and a lot of the lakes that along the Gunflint or up in your neck of the woods where we love to fish, I don't know. I mean, I think they'll make it, and they'll make it in lakes that remain cool and clear, where they have access to water with good oxygen. But it'll probably change things some, but not in 2014.
No,
way down the road.
So, what are you going to do this coming year? Anything? You got any great, interesting plans, or are we just going to go with the flow?
I don't have any big trips planned or anything yet. The newspaper business has changed. We aren't quite as flush as we used to be, and we were never flush, I guess. But, you know, I could take off and paddle to Hudson Bay for a couple weeks with some buddies fairly reasonably, but the cost of those trips are pretty high now with the cost of fuel flying in and out. So I think those days may be behind me. But, we'll do the usual stuff, and, you know, I'm sure we'll do some cool stuff along the way, and it's really a wonderful job to have, because I just keep hearing about people. Somebody will tell me about someone, and we take off and go to one of their favorite spots. And
well, like recently, following the young man who's going to sleep outdoors every day. I hope he's not out there today, but I'll bet he is.
I'm sure he's out there every night. I haven't checked with him lately, but he's got it figured out. He's, you know, a snow house, which is what he's sleeping in now, is a pretty warm place to be, you know, relatively speaking. I mean, it's always, snow is a great insulator, and so he'll do fine, I think. And what a neat thing. I don't know. It's, you know, it doesn't matter in the big scope of the world, but here's a guy with some gumption and a plan, and I don't know. I just like that story.
Okay. Well, we will follow you in the newspaper every day, and I'll be back talking to you several times, I hope, in the year coming, Sam.
All right. If anyone in your neck of the woods has any ideas of things I should be doing up there or elsewhere, let me know. My email address is always in the paper, and it's always great to get up your way. So.
Okay. Well, we hope you do, and when you are, we'll talk to you in person.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you, Sam.
You bet.